This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Last Friday, 98Q Country held a radio marathon for Catkins, raising over $10,000 and resulting in Gray Gunderson promising to shave his head. We had the moment we achieved 10,000 right here.
But also, we've got like, what, a little over... I'm going to leave the studio for a second. I'm going to let Joel describe what just happened.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Tanya, the shelter. I did.
Go ahead.
All this and more will be on 98qcountry.com. Saturday, November 9th, the St. Anthony of Padua Council of Catholic Women is having their holiday fair. They are hoping that all of their parishioners will take part in some way to help out this great parish event. They especially love the fresh bakery that you so generously donate. They also appreciate any new or handcrafted items to make this fair successful. And they have raffles for a beautiful quilt and cash prizes. Money earned in the raffle will go to remodeling their kitchen. Once again, that is Saturday, November 9th for the St. Anthony of Padua Holiday Fair. Then, November 15th, starting at 6 p.m. through to November 16th at 4 p.m., it's Handmade in Springstead Art and Craft Show. Beginning Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing Saturday from 10 to 4, artisans include Rose King, Dawn Milanowski, Linda Mason, Gail Sprangers, Mom's Muffins, and many more. Once again, that is beginning November 15th from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing November 16th from 10 to 4 p.m. over on Old State Highway 182 in Springstead. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive. And I think everybody could see him struggling. It got to a point where we didn't feel like, and he didn't feel like he could protect himself.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turn their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
Got to improve our offense, got to improve our defense. We're not playing well. We have to be better. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game three, game 50. Got to keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite a prolific run that has spanned decades, actor Liam Neeson says he is done with the action film genre. The 72-year-old actor and star of the Taken films, among many others, says age is catching up with him. But the fact that he has made so many action movies is remarkable, and even more remarkable that they all have pretty much the same plot in which he seeks revenge on those who threaten or kill his family members. The genius is that he gets his revenge from film to film by changing locations, various cities, countries, cars, trains, planes, and even a snowplow. If you're looking for a film that has some action but is a little more plausible, check out In the Land of Saints and Sinners from 2023. Not a bad watch. Speaking of old white guys, season 2 of The Old Man wrapped with a cliffhanger last week, and Jeff Bridges is already hinting at a season 3. Bridges plays CIA operative Dan Chase on the FX show, which drew 2 primetime Emmy nominations. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbel says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbel also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.